The Truth, Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Youngblood and another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues, which should involve you, our listener. We say should because we invite you to call and participate in the dialogue and the discussion each day. And let me in advance give you the telephone number, because sometimes I believe we forget that telephone number. It is 401-1413, 904-401-1413, and we invite you to join in this discussion today. Very important discussion, I believe. We're going to be talking about the HRO, that is the Sodomite movement, and the double standard. The HRO, the Human Rights Ordinance, as they call it across the nation, it's the Sodomite movement. I've simply called it the Human Reprobate Ordinance, based on the Word of God in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, where God says that he's turned them over to a reprobate mind. But ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society today that simply has omitted God. We've omitted God. We've left God out of the classroom. We've rejected the Word of God. We've rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. There's an entire secular movement in society today that's trying to tear down and destroy everything that is moral and ethical and is biblical. We're trying now to destroy and undermine the fundamental foundational history of our nation. We have a whole movement that's based on the anarchist philosophy, which is born out of socialism and communism and pure outright Marxism. But the fundamental problem that we're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, is that we've left off the Word of God. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," John 17, 17. Jesus had already told his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So, ladies and gentlemen, if we want to be free today, free morally, ethically, socially, politically, spiritually, we need that freedom that can only be brought about in our lives by knowing God through Jesus Christ and knowing His Word. God's Word, the Bible, is not a source book for truth. It is truth. And so when we face these issues as we're talking about today, some might get a little uptight and say, "Well, why do we need to talk about them?" And may I simply say it's because so often these issues are not properly, appropriately inculcated in pulpit messages, and not properly and appropriately inculcated in the dialogue and discussion of most Christians, because we're afraid of being outcast. We're afraid of being condemned, or someone saying that they don't like us because we take a stand on spiritual, moral, ethical issues. But ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society today that seems to simply have the philosophy that there's no such thing as right or wrong. There's no such thing as sin or immorality. Just whatever I want to do, just whatever you want to do, whatever makes us feel good, let's do it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the things that causes us to be plagued with all of these issues. During the course of the days before us, and I'm not isolated which day will be what, we're going to be looking at several other issues. Let me just give you a little hint of what they will be. Be looking at some of the issues in the future broadcast. Is dancing in the church biblical? Is dancing in the church biblical? There's some seminaries and Bible colleges that offer courses on church dance. Anything wrong with that picture? Is that in harmony with the Word of God? We're going to be talking about the Civil War and slavery. Did the Civil War start because of slavery, the slavery issue, the slavery question? We're going to be looking at a broadcast called Political Correctness Gone Crazy or Gone Awry. We will also discuss in the next several days the collision of two worldviews, There are two worldviews that's at enmity in our world today. It's bringing about all that we're finding that is so chaotic and confusing. We're going to be also looking at, is Islam really peaceful? So I pray that you'll tune in every day and that you'll tell your friends and neighbors and others about it. You will let folks know in your church that they can tune in, and we'll talk about these issues, and they have the opportunity to call in. And that number is 401-1413. I invite you to call today as we discuss this issue. The HRO, the Human Rights Ordinance, that is the Sodomites Special Push Ordinance, and the double standard. And by the way, let me remind us to pray for all of the victims in California that's losing property. I reckon in the past few months now, I think there's been over 82, 83, 84 fires in the Northwest, including California, and some 1,400 to 2,000 homes and businesses lost as of the early morning news hour in relationship to the fires that are raging. But let me encourage us to pray for those families. That is a devastating, devastating scenario that's taking place there. I have said to people, I'm more frightened of raging fires like that than of the wind and the rain from hurricanes and tornadoes and that type of malady that we've seen so often in the state of Florida and our general area. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, I talk about this is a double standard, and I believe we can see that, and I believe it's evident in what is called the Equal Rights of the Human Rights Ordinance, the movement by the LGBTQ, and what they're pushing across America. America today, across America, there's a group called Equality America. And they break it down, Equality Florida, Equality Colorado, etc. They have chapters in every one of the states, and each of the states have a different chapter for each county and municipality. There's the Equality Jacksonville. The Equality Jacksonville people have been pushing since 2012 with the bill, the 296 bill, for having special rights for the Sodomites. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Sodomites make up about 2% nationally of the population, but I'll get into that a little later. But when you see the Equality America and Equality Jacksonville, Equality Florida, these HRO laws that they're pushing, Jacksonville fought this unholy, ungodly, demonic movement since, as I said, the 296 bill in 2012. We defeated it several times. And now this past February, a bill was passed. It was a truncated illegal bill, and it passed, but it's now still under review by the courts. It's never been enacted because it's still in the hands of the judges and the courts. And so we need to continue to pray that God will give us victory in that court battle, that it will be set aside because it is a de facto illegal bill. And that's not the focus of this broadcast, so I'll not go into the great details as to explaining to you, our listener, why that bill that was passed in February this year is illegal. But nevertheless, it is, and it's in the hands of the courts, and we're praying that the judge that's handling the case will see that it is an illegal bill and will cancel the bill, outlaw the bill. It's, may I remind us, it's the position of the LGBTQ movement that they should have special rights, not equal rights, but special rights. You see, ladies and gentlemen, with the Federal Civil Rights Commission, each of the states have a civil rights commission. The Florida state of Florida has a civil rights commission. And then we already have a human rights commission in the city of Jacksonville. And all of these layer after layer after layer of laws provides the equal law for every human being. Equal civil rights for every human being. So the HRO push and the Sodomite push is for special exception. You see, the LGBTQ population of less than 2% in our nation are really pushing for special rights. They want the moral, upstanding, ethical Christian families and individuals to embrace and to approve their Sodomite lifestyle. May I remind us, it is dangerous to see what is taking place in our nation. In fact, a couple of days ago in Chick-fil-A, in a bathroom in a Chick-fil-A store down in Orlando, a 35-year-old sodomite pedophile was sexually molesting a 2-year-old child in the stall of a bathroom. Let me just read you an article briefly. David Gray is led to and Orlando police car. It's a picture of him in his white jumpsuit. A Florida man was arrested Friday in the sexual assault of a two-year-old in the bathroom of an Orlando Chick-fil-A after a customer said he witnessed the attack, according to the police. A customer told police that he was in the bathroom at the restaurant Friday morning when he noticed that there was activity in the bathroom stall and caught a glimpse of the child's reflection with Gray, that is the pedophile, the homosexual. And it goes into great graphic detail of what this man saw. He rushed out of the bathroom after being threatened by the pedophile, the sodomite pedophile, being threatened with a stun gun that he would shoot him. He rushed out of the bathroom and screamed to everybody there to call the police that a child has just been molested in the bathroom. That's what we're faced with, and it's promulgating the philosophy and the feeling that these pedophiles, sodomites, LGBT community, and their perversion and confusion of their sexuality can simply pervade and prevail as being dominant in our society today. We need to pray that God will give us victory. And by the way, I am thankful for President Trump. President Trump's Justice Department ends the transgender workplace protection. Listen to this headline. Federal civil rights law does not protect transgender people from discrimination at work. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said in a memo released Thursday that rescinds guidelines issued under the Obama administration. Quote, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 bars workplace discrimination between men and women, but does not extend to the gender identity, Sessions said. The Justice Department will take that position in all pending and future matters, according to the memo. It goes further to say, at the present time, there's no federal law explicitly prohibiting workplace discrimination against transgender people, but the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has argued that they are protected from workplace bias as a form of sex discrimination covered by the law. I'm thankful to see President Trump and the Attorney General Jeff Sessions taking a stand. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that is a far, far reaching determination out of the Justice Department. Do you realize that if that prevails, everything else as a house of cards across America with these HRO laws that's being passed, giving special treatment, special rights, exceptional rights. If the statement that is just made that I read from the article that Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, has just by one fell swoop said, no, 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 the 1964 civil rights law does not cover people that are sexually confused and with sexual biases and sexual preferences and what they feel today they may be a man and tomorrow they may feel they're a woman. But there's a transition I need to make in this conversation in order for us to get to the point that I want us to talk about. That's the real essence of the dialogue today. We're talking about the subject, ladies and gentlemen, the HRO, the sodomite movement, and its double standard. You can call us at 401-1413. Join in the dialogue and the discussion. How do we know that this HRO, Advocates for Special Sodomite Lifestyle, are really pushing for a double standard? We simply give a brief overview as we talk today about the different suits in the courts against Christians, and there are dozens of them out there. Ladies and gentlemen, I have scanned through my articles and archives. I've looked at the articles and archives on the internet news in relationship to this, but let me just give you two or three of those cases that's now pending in the courts in several different courts in the states and the different statuses of it. Christian Baker in Oregon was fined $135 for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a sodomite couple. Let me just give you a little blurb of that. The title of the article really says the Christian Baker has raised $355,000 to be in the defense of his position because of this. The Christian Baker fined and gagged by an Oregon labor tribunal for refusing to make a cake for a same-sex wedding. They plan to appeal the ruling that helped shut down their storefront bakery. Aaron and Melissa Klein ran a family bakery for several years until 2013 when a lesbian couple, Rachel and Laurel Bowman Cyrus, whom they had served many times, ordered a wedding cake. Aaron declined on the religious grounds and swiftly found herself in the largest and a target of the complaint lodged with the Oregon Bureau of Labor, a torrent of social media abuse and a boycott. though the family had hoped to pass the sweet cakes business by Melissa to their five children, the boycott reduced them to working from their home kitchen and forced Aaron to take a job on a garbage as a garbage collector. And it goes on and on and on. The clients were fined $135,000 in order to cease and desist from publishing, circulating, issuing, or displaying, or causing to be published, or any communication to the effect of the accommodations, or that they have refused to do so. In other words, they've been not only sued and fined, but a gag order. They're not supposed to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just one of the cases. Another one, Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado, Jack Phillips. Jack Phillips was forced out of business because of his Christian belief that his baking of a cake is creative art given by God, and therefore he should honor God in that. The article talks about here. In July 2012, Charlie Craig and David Mullins went to the Masterpiece Cake Shop, a small bakery in Lakewood, Colorado, to order a cake for their upcoming wedding reception. This is a sodomite couple. The owner, Jack Phillips, told them that he would happily provide baked goods for them for other occasions, but he would not create a cake for their event, citing his general policy based on his religious convictions against participating in same-sex marriage. In that very brief conversation that lasted about 20 seconds, both sides agreed. There surfaced a legal conflict between small business proprietors with strong-held religious Christian beliefs and the rights of the gay American community, et cetera, et cetera. A major, major, major article on that, and we'll talk about that later in today's broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, there's another case that involved a lady by the name of Stutzman in Colorado. She was fined several hundred thousand dollars, put out of business as a result of refusing to bake a cake for a lesbian couple that came in and wanted her to do so. May I remind us, as a result of that, these businesses were put out of business. And there are dozens of these. A video studio where a man and his wife operating a Christian video studio, videoing weddings, et cetera, et cetera. He's just been charged by the Human Rights Commission in his state. Flower shops, wedding cakes, and wedding video shops, et cetera, et cetera. All of these Christian businesses, Christian people that said, we're going to obey God. We're going to honor God. So where's the real double standard? Where should the headline news be in relationship to this that's taking place? May I tell us, they should be headline news, and yet there's no headline news today about an event that just took place in the state of Washington, Seattle, Washington. And this is where we want to go for the balance of this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pointing out to us the double standard of the sodomites in the minuscule percentage in our society today, and yet they're running rampant. Politicians are bowing, kissing the boots, and saying yes, sir, yes, ma'am, to their demands. I'm adamantly opposed to it. Our city council is spineless, for the most part, for our city council today. They were spineless when they passed that HRO in February of this year. And it's my prayer, and I pray that you're praying, ladies and gentlemen, that the courts will rule against this HRO that's been placed upon us in Duval County. And I pray that you'll check with your churches and realize that there's a petition movement today that will allow us to change the Jacksonville City Charter, that will allow we the people to have a referendum, to have a say-so, to stop this ungodly, unholy, demonic movement in our city that will destroy our sons and our daughters and our grandkids and our families, the morals and the ethics and the values of Christian businesses in our county today. So what happened? Let me just give you a little narrative overview of what took place in Seattle, Washington. Let me give you the prefaces and the precursor of the event that took place. A group of Christians were on the sidewalk in Seattle. They had evidently been doing that for several days. It was a Christian group on the sidewalk passing out flyers depicting the debauched body of a baby that had been murdered in the womb. And as a result of that, they were doing that, saying, hey, we think abortion is murder, especially when it is in the late trimester of a baby's birth, and just before birth, it's partial birth abortion, ripping the body apart, sucking the brains out of the infant's head, and thus killing the child. They were passing out those flyers. They did not pass out, as I understand it, any flyers on the block of a particular coffee shop. Now, they, I understand, had been told that that sodomite operation, they're running it, and so therefore they made sure that they didn't cause any riot, any problems. But later in the following day, several of them, they decided to go to the coffee shop and rest and buy a cup of coffee. Nothing wrong with that. Christians going into a non-Christian coffee shop. We don't know who operates these coffee shops. Starbucks is certainly one of them that's operated by heathens on a national level, and yet most Christians go in and buy Starbucks and other places. We can't always examine the credentials, the background, or the morals of those operating the businesses. So they went in. Keep in mind, they had not passed out any flyers in front of his shop. They had not given any of his customers any of these flyers. They simply went in. They entered, and they were seated, and evidently someone of the workers in the coffee shop knew what was happening, had seen them, and somehow had one of the flyers. He told the sodomite owner of the coffee shop who these people were and what they had been doing. And so it's all on video. It's a grotesque, venomous, vile, vulgar, filthy, demonic video. I don't necessarily recommend that you watch it, but it gives you the full perspective of these sodomites and what they're doing. This is the reason I'm talking about today, the HRO and the sodomite movement and their double standard. This owner of this coffee shop went into an absolute tirade, rushed out into the customer seating area, and started just absolutely in his vile, filthy, vulgar way. Chew them out and threw them out. Christians are thrown out of the gay-owned coffee shop. The article's headline, Christian activist booted from the Seattle coffee shop. The owner says, I'm gay and you must leave. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen before I go any further. This is horrendous. This is where the water hits the wheel. This is where the fly is in the ointment, if you please. This is where we need to recognize the double standard. This happened now several days ago. Nothing has been said on the national news. No cable media outlet has touched it. None of the news media and print has touched it. And had it not been for these Christians doing the video of what they were being accosted with and said, it would not be in the media place today. What happened? What would happen if this were a Christian coffee shop owner? Where is the media outrage for the discrimination? Where's the ACLU? Where's the LGBT outrage of silence? What about the Seattle Human Rights Commission? Let me just read you a blurb or two. Members of the Bedlam, B-E-D-L-A-M, coffee shop in Seattle, Washington, kick out Christian customers after realizing that they were posting graphic pro-life messages within the community prior to entering the establishment. Keep in mind, they didn't pass them out in the establishment, didn't post them in the front of the establishment, didn't give any of their customers that were entering any of the flyers, but they were just simply honoring God in what they were doing, passing out the pro-life flyers, which happened to depict the desecrated, destroyed, dismembered body of an aborted baby. Listen, video of the encounter was published to the Abolish Human Abortion Facebook. A Christian pro-life group that was recently ejected from the Seattle coffee shop over its local activism is attracting hundreds of thousands of Facebook views after footage of the encounter was posted online. The article goes on to say, when it talks about this, who joined Caleb Head and Katie Davis on October the 1st, were soon berated and told to leave when they were identified. Quote, I'm gay. You have to leave, the owner stated. Are you denying us service? Mr. Davis said. Yes, I am, he said. And in the video, and I cannot repeat it on the air, I would not repeat it in my pulpit, but he told who he was, what he was doing, what his lifestyle and what his sexual preferences were, what he engaged in his sexual preferences. And he even went on to say, when one of them simply said, well, we will pray for you, he then demeaned and denigrated in a demonic tone Jesus Christ himself and talked about what he would do to Jesus if Jesus were present. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is horrendous. This is the major epitome and the capstone and the pinnacle of what we're dealing with these HRO movements in our cities and across our nation. We need to be in an outrage with city council. We need to challenge them as much as humanly possible. Call the city council, call the mayor's office, call everybody that's in political authority and leadership in our city. Say, don't you dare try to further enforce this human reprobate ordinance on the citizens of Duval County. This shows you the heart. This shows you the absolute heartbeat and the mindset of the sodomite movement in America that's trying to thwart God and thwart God's people and destroy the gospel of Jesus Christ and destroy Christians on a major level. You see, ladies and gentlemen, once an HRO is passed and there's a human rights commission in any city, in any state, anytime there's a complaint from a sodomite that somehow he's been done wrong, there is a venue for it to be heard, and the Christian has to give his own defense and can be fined thousands of dollars or literally imprisoned with most of these HRO sodomite special exception laws. We need to be careful to understand that businesses can be put out of business, Christians can be prosecuted and fined and bankrupted if this takes place in our city. This will be the future of Jacksonville, Florida. And ladies and gentlemen, we have people that already said they'll be running for city council next year, and two or three of them, and we'll talk about them in a later broadcast, they're for further sodomite special protections. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious, and we need to recognize the serious nature of it. Yes, there is a double standard for the LGBT community. They think that it works one way, that they can force Christians to adhere to what they're doing, but we as Christians have no say-so, no religious liberties, no freedom of speech, no freedom of expression, and therefore they want to run roughshod over we the Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. It is my prayer and desire that you'll listen every day, that you will tune in and join in this broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. That's a daily broadcast sponsored by First Conservative Baptist Church. Looking forward to joining you on the air even tomorrow.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal, Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening at 9:30 p.m. on 1600 a.m. and 100.3 FM stations. Tune in and invite others to listen.